obtained under any law. Action in accord with spontaneous nature. Action which is just, cannot be defined by dogma. The crimes advocated in these broadsheets cannot be committed against self or other, but only against the mordant crystallization of ideas into structures of poisonous thrones and dominations. That is, not crimes against nature or humanity, but crimes by legal fiat. Sooner or later, the uncovering and unveiling of self and nature transmogrifies a person into a brigand. Like stepping into another world and returning to this one to discover you've been declared a traitor, heretic, exile. The law waits for you to stumble on a mode of being a soul different from the FDA-approved, purple-stamped, standard dead meat. And as soon as you begin to act in harmony with nature, the law garrots and strangles you. So don't play the blessed liberal middle-class martyr. Accept the fact you're a criminal and be prepared to act like one. Paradox. To embrace chaos is not to slide toward entropy, but to emerge into an energy like stars. A pattern of instantaneous grace. A spontaneous organic order, completely different from the carrion pyramids of sultans, muftis, qadis, and grinning executioners. After chaos comes eros. The principle of order implicit in the nothingness of the unqualified one. Love is structure, system, the only code untainted by slavery and drugged sleep. We must become crooks and conmen to protect spiritual beauty in a bezel of clandestinity, a hidden garden of espionage. Don't just survive while waiting for someone's revolution to clear head. Don't sign up for the armies of anorexia or bulimia. Act as if you were already free. Calculate the odds. Step out. Remember the code Duello. Smoke pot. Eat chicken. Drink tea. Every man his own vine and fig tree. Circle 7 Quran. Noble Duali. Carry your Moorish passport with pride. Don't get caught in the crossfire. Keep your back covered. But take the risk. Dance before you calcify. The natural social model for ontological anarchism is the child gang or the bank robber's band. Money is a lie. This adventure must be feasible without it. Bougie and pillage should be spent before it turns back into dust. Today is Resurrection Day. Money wasted on beauty will be alchemically transmuted into elixir. As my Uncle Melvin used to say, stolen watermelon tastes sweeter. The world is already remade according to the heart's desire, but civilization owns all the leases and most of the guns. Our feral angels demand we trespass, for they manifest themselves only on forbidden